call this resolution of the Cure Beach Town Council together. And with that, we all bow your heads while I give the invocation. God, we came to you asking for your guidance, wisdom, and support. As we begin this meeting, help us to engage in meaningful discussion and nurture the bonds of the community, and grant us your grace as we make decisions that will affect the residents of Cure Beach. Continue to remind us that all we accomplish here should be for the good of the entire Cure Beach community. Amen. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
We need to excuse Craig. Make a motion we excuse Commissioner Blazinski.
Second.
All in favor, signal saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, approval of the consent agenda. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
I'll second.
Thank you. Adoption of the agenda.
We got a vote. Go ahead, vote.
Yeah. All in favor, signal saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? No. Okay. Thank you. Adoption of the agenda. Does anybody have anything to add?
Just to make a motion, we have adopt the agenda as presented.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We have some folks who've signed up to talk tonight. And Linda, would you step up to the podium, please? Did you write down their address, Nancy?
Could you say your name and address? Yes. My name is Linda Hudgens. My husband and I reside at 118 South 3rd Avenue. I want to thank the Cure Town officials for letting me speak tonight. We've been in contact with Ms. Avery and members of the council, as well as members of the Cure Beach Police Force last year and this year, concerning issues that have occurred regarding the parking lot that's on South 3rd Avenue. We've also, of course, had traffic issues that we've been working with those folks with. I want to report, first of all, that the parking lot issues have continued similar to what we saw last year. Memorial Day weekend was just pure chaos. Drivers were having great difficulty navigating in and out of the spaces, as well as trying to navigate in and out of the lot itself. This is due in big part to the fact that patrons were creating an undesignated row of parking in the middle of the parking lot, and which greatly reduces the room to move around in there. We also were seeing traffic issues due to large, long trucks and SUVs that are parked in the parking lot, parking spaces that are allotted for the Pierview apartments. When the long trucks park there, they stick out in the road, and when we've got a lot of traffic coming and going, somebody has to stop to let the other ones through, so we're seeing congestion due to that as well. Two serious instances I wanted to bring to your attention. On Sunday, June 7th, we watched a man urinate beside his car. It was early afternoon. He was parked directly in front of the three cottages where there are permanent residents, including two young teen girls. He was parked right in front of their unit. That made him, he was standing less than 35 feet from their front door, urinating in the parking lot. He then left and he came back and he changed clothes. And he opened his door to block view from people in the parking lot, although there was a large man and it didn't do that much good. But there was nothing blocking the view from those teen girls living right there in that unit. He took his time doing so. He knew that we were watching him and continued doing so. On Saturday, June 13th, around 1:30 or 2 o'clock, our neighbor, Mr. Benton, came and told us that someone had just pulled a gun on someone else there in the parking lot. We proceeded to contact the police, and I'm going to let Mr. Benton, when he speaks, he can elaborate on what exactly he saw and what the police told him and any actions that were taken. I'm a firm believer that if you make complaints, you should offer suggestions So I just have a few things that I would like to suggest or ask that be considered. The first is that a sign be put up in the parking lot, signs that say that public urination, changing clothes, consumption of alcohol, because we've seen that too, folks sitting there drinking alcohol, these be prohibited. You'd think that it wouldn't be necessary, but apparently it is. And I would think that the police can then better address these issues if they're expressly prohibited, if they know that, that it's prohibited. My second suggestion is if on weekends and holidays during the summer, if we could have an attendant man the parking lot, perhaps from 9 to 5. The attendant would need to be a police officer, because whoever does that could contact the police if there's a serious incident, because we wouldn't want them to approach people based on what we saw this past weekend. That's not necessarily safe. As well, the attendant could direct traffic as necessary to avoid the altercations that we saw this past weekend. And lastly, they can also direct patrons to park compact cars and large trucks in certain areas that will keep the large trucks from blocking the throughway because they're just that long. And by parking compact cars in certain areas, that will make room for the areas where the larger trucks could park without getting in the way of traffic and everything. I just want to say that I'm a former business analyst and project manager, and I would be glad to put something there just with more detailed ideas on how that might work and present it to the parking committee and the council if they'd be open to receiving that. So, a couple other traffic issues. Left turns from South 3rd Avenue onto K Avenue. I don't know if council's aware that when folks leave South 3rd Avenue, there's only right turns because it's a one-way, because the median of the pumps is. Right, folks are taking left turns and driving a block in the wrong direction on a one-way street. And there's multiple cars just do it. And once one does it, the ones behind them do it. This is causing traffic congestion because they have to wait for all the traffic that's coming the right way on that street to clear before they go out. Not to mention, of course, you don't want cars going the wrong way on a one-way street. Mm-hmm. There's a right turns only sign, but it's about 10 feet from the road and it's real, real high. And I don't think folks really even see it or notice it. I'm thinking that perhaps instead of right turns only, instead of permissive, we go non-permissive and have a no left turn sign on the left-hand side of the road that they may see better and know that that's something you shouldn't do as opposed to here's what you should do. Sometimes you have to go that direction with folks. We also have an issue where folks coming from Fort Fisher Boulevard, onto K, going towards Dow. When you have folks coming out of the 4th Avenue, South 4th Avenue intersection where it intersects with K, they want to go onto Dow, they have a stop sign. Even with that stop sign, folks come, by the time they get to the end of those parked cars in the middle, those cars are going full speed limit. So even with the stop sign, they can't see them over those cars. So you've got someone in fourth at their stop sign, they go to pull out, and here comes a car. We've had some real close near misses there from that. And the one thing that I could think of might help that, and I know there will be issues with this, is to put a stop sign at the end of the parked row of cars in the middle of K, so that the folks coming from Fort Fisher Boulevard have to stop before continuing on to K. That way, the folks on 4th can see them, this will be stopped, and the folks that are at the on K will see the folks on 4th, and it would just work like a two-way stop. Because there's going to be a collision there. Because there's just we drive a Ford Expedition, and I cannot see the cars coming because of the parked cars. Lastly, I just want to mention that I want to take a quick moment to say that the Curie Beach Police Department has been great working with the stuff with the parking lot and the traffic issues. On Memorial Day weekend, when things just erupted, they stumbled came, but they stayed for a while to maintain control as well as take control. And that really helped. And this past weekend, Officer Kennedy came and put the cones in to stop the middle, and he came on Sunday night to our house specifically just to say, did we feel like it made a difference? And we really appreciated him doing that. It told us that they, you know, are on the issue and that it matters. So I just wanted to let council know that the police department has worked real well with us, and we appreciate that. And as well, Ms. Avery and you folks have been real receptive, because I know that you just probably see my name on an email and just want to cringe, but we appreciate you being receptive to what we have to say. And again, I appreciate the opportunity to speak tonight.
We don't cringe when we see your name on email.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mike.
My name is Mike Benton. I live at 117 South 3rd, which borders two sides of the parking lot. First, I'd like to thank for the work that has been put into the parking lot since it was opened, because of the speed bumps have helped tremendously, and the no parking signs that the city put up was a big help. But we still have some issues. And as Linda was saying, this weekend there was a drone problem because of the altercation of the two vehicles. One wouldn't back up, and the other guy was hardly even, he wouldn't back up. The one guy just stepped out and said, "You will back up." Nevertheless, it ended safely, but it is a huge concern when something like that happens.
Yes, sir.
After the cones were put in, it gave the parking lot organization. It told people they could not park in the center. It gave them a route to circle, because once they park in that center, they don't know when to stop parking. So when they go in, they have no way out, and they have to back out, and that's when tempers flare. I think the cones on the weekend is a very helpful solution. I also think a right turn onto Fort Fisher Boulevard would be of tremendous help. I don't believe it would impact the traffic, because the stoplight has the traffic stopped. And if they would make a right turn on the Fort Fisher, they can go down and circle around. I think it will give them an outlet. Once the parking lot is full of cars, we have a constant flow of cars coming in and going right back out. They can't park. It'll give them a chance to at least exit in a different direction, so they're not all meeting head on. So that would be a help, in my opinion. I hope that could happen. Let's see. There's still people parking overnight in the parking lot. They get up the next morning, they stagger out of their cars, change their clothes, go to the beach, do what they're going to do. Doesn't happen a lot, but it still happens. We have a sign up that says no overnight parking, but it still happened. And back on the weekend parking, if we can get a patrolman, and they did Sunday, the officer Kennedy did come through a couple times. I think during peak hours, like 11, 12 o'clock is when it fills up. Within an hour, it's full. And then around 5, when everybody's leaving the beach, that's when we start getting all the nudity and the people changing clothes and urinating. I think if an officer could just patrol it, it would at least let people know, okay, I'm being watched. And that would help give us a little bit of security, at least living there, that you know, we look at them and they look at us like we're the ones doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, it's not our part to say anything, but we don't want to get in confrontation with them. Mm-hmm. And I hate calling the police for every guy that drops his pants out there in the parking lot. I think, like Linda said, I think a sign stating, I think Officer Smith told me the other day, it's a $150 fine for nudity. I think if we had that up on there, maybe that would enlighten them just a little bit. And then it gives the police a chance, if they see it, there it is, you've been warned, here's your ticket. Mm-hmm. And just, they told me Saturday when I said something about, can you not issue tickets for people not parking in the parking spaces? They said, we have nothing that tells them where they're not supposed to park. Well, it's a free-for-all. If it says no parking in their park and not in a designated area, give them a ticket. Let them learn. that'll make believers out of him. That's pretty much what I've got on it. I mean, the dust is still an issue, but you know, when it rains, it's not dusty, so we live in the land.
It has some rain, yeah.
It would be nice if we could do something about the dust, but the speed box is helping us. So
we appreciate it.
Greatly appreciated, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
We had discussed this earlier today, and we're going to get with the chief and see if we can't come up with a solution to your problem. Thanks.
Thank you.
Discussion and consideration of committee business. Board of Adjustment? No. Community Center Committee? Marketing Committee. Presentation of FY 2015-16 marketing budget.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
This is the
marketing budget.
This
will probably advance. Reading, see right here. You have a copy of that, too. In your book.
But she's got it up there, and I like to see it.
Yeah.
This is pretty. Here are some other pages if wants to see it. Good evening. My name is Robin Alipa. I'm the chairperson for the Marketing Advisory Committee for Cary Beach, and I am here this evening to present the Cary Beach marketing budget as approved by the committee on May 26th for your consideration and approval. The overall budget increased by 4%. This increase is based on conservative projections made by the TDA and working with the New Hanover County Finance Office. If the total actual budget is $147,199, and the other numbers of note, the media spend, which is the advertising purchases, increased by 14%. This is not necessarily a 14% increase in the total budget. This was a shift from website projects last year. The online management line item decreased by 14%, and that was transferred over into the media spend budget. Agency fees increased by 4% to accommodate additional work generated by the increase in media spend. And the fulfillment line items are the actual expenses in the previous year. Those expenses were credit balanced. There was a credit left over from the previous year as that line item. Images and video increased by $158. And then, as you'll see on the bottom, the next to last line, per council's previous direction, $11,775 has been held back for opportunities that could be identified later, good marketing opportunities or something like that that arises at a later time. This is the marketing plan as recommended by the marketing committee, and I'm happy to answer any of your questions or take your if I have the answer or take your questions back to represent this.
Very good. Does anybody have any questions for this young lady?
No.
All right. Thank you.
Do we need to approve,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You
yes.
need to approve.
Yeah. I make a motion that we approve the marketing committee budget as presented.
I'll second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much. That was from you.
Yes.
And the Park and Recreation Advisory Board has added a new member. Okay. Planning and Zoning Commission. There we go. Good man. Come on up.
Chris in Russia, he might have defected.
In Russia? Nice.
Two things we have to go over. Short-term rental complaint tracking update. We are going to work with Batson and Chief Cooper over the course of this summer to kind of identify some troubled areas, troubled properties, to see what we can do about it after the season ends. Try to find out what our problems are. And then also, we approved the draft amendment text, the draft text amendment to the code requested by the law office.
Have you got any idea how many parking spaces underneath houses have been converted into bedrooms?
That's what we're trying to work to find out. It's probably across the street for me.
Parking spaces converted into bedrooms?
Under the house.
Yeah,
I got you.
Take away all their parking spaces. Cars or 18 people.
Okay, I got you. Okay, thanks.
On the side of that, what this lady spoke about from coming on 4th Street to K Avenue, I live on 4th Street. In the summertime, we just go to 5th.
Yeah.
Turn out. We don't even.
Yeah.
There's too many close calls with even us trying to come out.
Right.
Somebody running, you know, to get up to 35, 40 miles an hour right there with the hill. So yeah. She's definitely right on that point. I got my 2 cents about that.
Cool.
Any questions for you?
So it was unanimous from your committee on the draft text amendment change to the code, I assume, right? Thank you. So I make a motion we direct the clerk to advertise a public hearing held. Nancy, you put July 21st. Was that just to match it up with our meeting? Is there a reason? There's a certain time frame, but how long does it have to be advertised?
Oh, we'll be fine.
Well, no, I'd rather do it earlier than that.
If we can.
I mean, why postpone it? It gets them in their house faster, so I would rather...
Not more than 10, not 25.
So it has to be 25 days?
It's easier to let it go on the 21st regular meeting.
Okay, it's easier. What's the requirement?
25 days.
25 days from right now, from when you advertise.
It has
to
be advertised twice.
Okay.
Not less than 10 days before and not more than 25 days.
Okay, so I can't do the math in my head. What's the earliest we could do it? Can we figure out what the earliest we can do it and 17. Come back to this one? Thank you. I mean, I know it's easier, but it's been long enough. If whatever the requirement is, we got to meet the requirement, but I'd rather do it as soon as we can. And I'll make the motion. Once you guys figure out what the date is. Even if it's 3 days, it's still 3 days. So.
July 3rd is the first day.
Nice. Let me...
So and we have to watch out for committees meeting, just that it can't be going on. Tuesday. So Monday, July 6th.
Okay.
Just barely gets us under the wire.
I make a motion we do it Monday, July 6th, if the council's calendars. Can everyone look at their calendars and see if they can do it? And
we do it the 7th?
Yeah. I'm fine on the 7th. I'm fine on Tuesday the 7th.
Yes.
That's why I'm asking you guys to look at your calendars.
It's also the Carolina Beach Inlet Association meeting. So
that
6 should be fine.
Well, so
you make the motion, we're going to do it on the 7th. Do I have a second?
Second. And could we have time as well? Are you talking about 6:30?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. I'll come whenever. What time does the council want? I mean, I can get here at 6 o'clock or I can rearrange work, but I just like us to get
through.
See
what's best for you.
7 would be nicer.
Okay, whatever.
Doesn't matter the time, but the 7th.
Okay, make a motion, somebody.
I make a motion. Can you do 6, Emily?
Yeah.
I make a motion 6 p.m. on July 7th.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Thank you.
Cool. Shoreline, thank you very much, PNZ.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Good job.
Shoreline Access, Beach Protection, and Parking Committee. He's just supposed to sit back there like a lump. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. He's looking good.
Laid back. Discussion and consideration of department head business, administration, and recreation. Ms. Avery.
At the January retreat, I presented a salary study that was done by myself and the finance officer. Results of that salary study was that we had 16 employees whose salaries were at least 6% below a benchmark average that we look at for 13 other towns in similar positions, similar pay grades, similar duties. Towns with a resort component. As part of the discussions during the budget, it was discussed to give these 16 employees an equity adjustment in their salary that would be no more than 50% of the difference between their salary and the benchmark salary. And I'm asking tonight for your approval to move forward with that. This would be part of the fiscal year 15-16 budget that you'll vote on later in the evening.
I make a motion we approve the salary adjustments to the employees that were below the benchmark by 6% and that is included in the current budget.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Amendment to the Personnel Policy, Article 3, Section 16 on longevity pay. I was asked to present this to council in the packet. You have some amended wording. Essentially, what this amendment does is stops the eligibility pay, longevity pay for employees hired on or after June 16th of 2015, but continues it for employees hired before June 16th. So everybody currently on staff would continue to receive it. Anybody hired after today would not be eligible for that.
Right, and this is following what most towns are doing with longevity pay, correct? We're following the standards that are going on, right?
I don't know about most.
Not sure about that.
Many, but not most. Okay.
Right. But if you want to move forward with this, then I need a motion to adopt the proposed.
I make a motion we make the proposed change to the longevity pay, which discontinues for any employees hired after June 16, 2015.
A second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
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 Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Finance department.
It was a pleasure.
Nope.
Experience.
Building department. Fire department, police department, public works. No. Discussion and consideration of old business, adoption of FY15-16 proposed budget ordinance and fee schedule.
I was going to put one thing up very quick. I think it's just to show the changes since the budget was presented.
Boom. Oh, there you go. It's back.
There you go.
I don't have much luck with this.
So what I wanted to do was just very quickly, there's only a few changes since it was presented at the main meeting, but I thought it would be helpful just to go over there and go over those. So this shows in total the seven funds and how it's changed from the May 19th meeting to today. And it really affects three funds, but total dollars, it's really just the water and sewer fund and stormwater fund. So, and I'm going to show the details. First is the general fund. The total amount does not change, but there was just a shift in regard to expenditures, increasing the police department by $3,004 for an additional person on the salary study adjustment. And those funds were taken out of the contingency that we set up. Mm-hmm. But in total, it's still the same amount for the fund. For the water and sewer fund, and actually the stormwater, it's the same impact. It was a piece of equipment, a sewer stormwater cleaning equipment that was part of this current year budget. I think in total the equipment is $81,500, so it's just half of it right here. The other half is in the other fund. It was ordered. It's not going to be received by June 30th, so it really becomes part of next year's budget. So this changes all of that, adds the loan proceeds as revenue, and then the capital expenditure down at the bottom. There's some other minor adjustments to kind of balance everything out, so it's just re-looking at the water and sewer estimated revenue and making some adjustments there. And then because we did not purchase the equipment in fiscal year 15, there's no loan payment that's going to be due in 2016, so that's backing out the debt principal and debt interest payments. Mm-hmm. So the net effect is to increase this budget by $32,180. Mm-hmm. And then the same thing happens on the stormwater fund, the exact same amounts. The change, though, is in the revenue. We were appropriating some fund balance for a future capital project. By doing all this, we actually can reduce the amount that we appropriate fund balance. Mm-hmm. So those are the only changes that have been made to the budget since the May 19th meeting. So I don't know if anyone has any questions on that or anything else related to the budget.
And you checked this machine out and you know it works?
We didn't get it yet.
But you went to the seminar to make sure it works.
I think that's what Sonny did.
That's a Sonny thing. So.
Yeah. Okay.
we'll just write the check and we'll get it.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. So excellent job on the budget, Arlen.
Yes.
And Arlen and Nancy, please pass on the other department heads. Excellent job. Make a motion we approve the budget as presented by the finance officer for next year.
Any discussion?
Second.
Second. I have a motion and a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thanks, Arlen.
Nice job, Arlen. Yes, ma'am.
Under new business, New Hanover County has asked us to give them a 6-month extension and let us work out some plans. They want to actually set up a committee of the beach mayors, one other person from council, and city and county people to actually start studying this. And I, along with Craig, do not want to renew this thing, but I think it's a prudent thing to do, and we'll give the county 6 months to get their act together.
Cool.
I believe that since Craig is on that committee, he should be our, I know you're being represented, I think he should be our second man.
Well, he's not here, so. Well, I don't know if we can count him as the same.
Well, no, she's talking about appointing to the committee.
Yeah, oh,
and I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with Emily. Yes, so, yeah. Do we need to vote on that tonight so you know who it is?
No, they're still working out the.
Okay. So they don't ask for who's the people?
Yeah.
I think so.
Craig would probably.
But we need to vote on whether we're going to extend 6 months.
So I make a motion we approve the interlocal. Yes?
I'm sorry. I have an email from Tim Islands from Rice Beach.
Okay.
I haven't read it before. And it looks like they're agreeing for an automatic 4-year renewal.
Well, that's them.
Yeah. Well, Carolina Beach did 6 months. I agree with Carolina Beach. I'm surprised that Tim's doing that. So I make a motion that we approve a 6-month renewal of the interlocal agreement.
I second that.
And then, so you call me back. You can vote against
it. No, I mean, I'm going to vote for it now because we have a motion and a second. How do you want to vote? Signal by saying aye if you want it, nay if you don't.
Well, that's why I propose it so both of y'all can vote against it if you want. I'll vote yes.
Yes. Yes.
There's two yeses, so it passes.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you voting for it?
Yes. I'm voting for it. I'm voting
for
it.
Give them 6 months, and that's it.
We got to talk about strategy again. You missed me on that one.
I'm surprised. We're screaming and yelling and jumping.
You could have told them to pass, but you voted against it. Right. Leveraging. That's why I'm surprised. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner items?
So I just like to ask a couple of questions about the lot, right? And I'm sorry that they left. I wish I'd have done it right here. Yeah. So, Andy, we don't have to have a sign for the police to write tickets for people changing clothes or urinating in public, right?
We have an ordinance for that.
Yeah, we have ordinances. You don't have to tell people about that, right?
Right.
I'm still okay with the sign, by the way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I almost hate to write a sign, don't urinate in public, because there's going to be pictures of it on the internet, so I don't know that I feel so good about that. But, so, Dean, are you going to take all this back to Dennis, or you and Emily, to talk about which ones he likes and doesn't like?
Emily was writing pretty...
I wrote them all down.
Notes,
I just want to make sure that we get the police chief's opinion on some of it.
Yes.
And I don't really want to wait to act until our July meeting, because July 4th happens before then.
Yes.
So it's sort of like him to decide what he wants and recommend it to us. I don't know that we continue the meeting to do that, but I would rather us have, we're considering these and we're doing these and not these before the 4th of July. And I don't know how to do that. If we have to continue the meeting to do it, or we put it at the
The, well, already Craig has talked to him, and they've already developed some signage and the cones.
Right, okay,
and,
right.
And so I think adding anything else to that shouldn't have to have our...
Well, I would just like then, since Craig's not here...
But we can let you know what his response is.
It's not me. I would like the two citizens to ask to know what we're going to do before the 4th of July.
I'll be glad to take that to... the chief.
Yeah, there was some discussion of putting up a 6-foot fence in front of the cottages too.
Yeah, well, so I mean, I'll give my notes to whoever, but what I ask is that we direct Dennis to communicate to the those homeowners, here's what we're going to do and what we're not going to do before the 4th of July. Okay. That's all I'm asking.
The fence is not a police.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Do you want to take that to Sunny or...
Well, they didn't ask about that. I should have asked them, I guess, but that wasn't even one of the issues they asked. That was one I was talking about today when we were discussing this that didn't come up, right? And so I just want us to answer to all the things they asked. We're going to do this. We're not going to do this.
That's fine. We
right?
can do
and,
that.
And if you can't read my chicken scratch.
And you know, maybe if the fence comes up again, you can talk to somebody.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're being very good about... They're not complaining. They're not going to the newspaper. They're coming and asking us. You know, these are the kind of citizens I like to help because they're trying to be helpful, right? They came and said, we've got a problem. We would like you to consider doing this stuff. I think for us, we need to consider doing it and tell them what we're going to do and what we're not going to do. And that's all I'm asking. And I don't want it to be just messing around, right? I'm fine with the police chief being the one to do that or Craig being the one to do that as long as someone's got it. That's what I'm asking. So... Who's got it? So I know.
I'll take it.
You got it. Okay, good. Then I'm done, sir.
And I'll be in communication with
okay,
Craig.
Okay, good. That's good.
You'll just email us all and let us know what the situation is.
And they do Nancy have questions.
They do realize it's commercial.
Putting an attendant there would be a big help. That would be one of the criteria that you should look at.
Yeah. Well,
that was recommended by the citizens. I mean, especially during the hours that was recommended by the Linda.
Yeah. I mean, Tony, that is a very good idea.
We don't have to be there all day, but we know the times.
Well, Tony, after hearing from several people, the police chief has already decided to have an officer there at least for 4th of July. If we decide between now and September to have a tenant, I guess we already have tenants in the car, but have it and a tenant there, you know, we can do that. Otherwise, it would be good at the end of the summer to look at this and plan for next year.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
Another.
Nancy had her hand up too, right?
I've also heard from another resident on the street who came in last week to speak to me about the same things. I think, I mean, July 4th, absolutely, there needs to be some presence there. But if you've got people pulling guns on each other, I think you're going to need to have something there on your weekends, too, whether it's the police officer. And is that the best use of a trained police officer? Or do we need to look at just hiring somebody and see how that goes? And then have the officer present.
Well, that's what I just said. The police chief is going to have someone there during the 4th of July. And if we want to look at it and have somebody else Labor Day, we can do that. But it would probably be best for him to take care of 4th of July and Labor Day and then talk about later on what we're going to plan to do for next year. I'd also like to point out that the change in the guns laws in North Carolina, you can carry a gun everywhere, including in this room. So we can't.
Yeah, but that's not the same as pointing at someone. That's assault.
Somebody.
It doesn't matter. Carrying one and pointing one are totally different.
It does not mean it's going to happen there every weekend.
Oh, yeah.
It could happen in here every month. It could happen in one of our bars every night. So, I mean, I think we ought to let the police look at it and let them decide whether or not the danger is strong enough to have an officer there all the time.
Yeah, and so I think...
And if they decide not...
Then they need to report back to council. Well, I don't know that we agree.
We will have somebody there, whether it's an attendant or whether it's a police officer. We will have somebody there.
Okay, and to Commissioner Hagler's point, who's making that decision and who's going to hire that person. I think sometimes that's...
We're not hiring anybody right now. Third time. The police chief is taking care of this for the 4th of July, and he says he has it covered for Labor Day.
Okay.
We can look at it between now and then if we want to, but I recommend we look at it after the end of the summer and decide what we want to do next year. And when we make that decision, then we can decide whose responsibility it is, if there's a cost. Barlin will tell us whose budget it's coming out of. So your question, we don't have all those answers now. We should have them after we look at this summer. The chief is paying overtime. He will have somebody there July 4th weekend and Labor Day weekend.
Right, so I don't know that, so that's the issue, right? I don't know that I agree that we wait for another summer, right? So what I would like, and I'll call Dennis and let him know, here's my thoughts, right? Because you and Craig will let him know your thoughts, is him to recommend a coverage plan for the weekends as requested by the citizens. And if he says, I can't do that with officers, or I don't want to do that with officers, fine. Then have you got any thoughts on how we do that, right? Do we reach out to the fire department, say we want a lifeguard up there as an attendant? Do we hire a minimum wage person to sit there under an umbrella? Or do we say we don't have anything, right? But so kind of my request to you is the citizen request was for all the weekends, not just for 4th of July and Labor Day. If we're not going to do that, I understand we're covering 4th of July. Tell the citizens that, and then we should talk about it at the July meeting.
Okay, I've already talked to the police chief about specific issue.
And so he thinks
and
not cover the rest of the weekend.
And he is the one that said the town needs to come up with a plan for the three major weekends and another plan to look after it the rest of the summer.
Okay.
And I told him I really liked his plan. I think we should work on that. And he said he already had 4th of July and Labor Day covered. And I'm sure he wouldn't mind participating in that process, but he did not volunteer to make a plan for every weekend the whole summer.
That's fine. Okay. So then his position is I'll cover those three holidays. Got it.
Right.
So then my interest would be, and the other council should talk about it, is when you and Craig and him talk about it, y'all brainstorm how we're going to cover the rest of the weekends, because I think we should tell the citizens we don't have a coverage plan for this coming weekend. The officers may swing by at those hour highlight times, which I think Dennis might be interested in, just doing the highlight times, right? The 11 to 12 and 5 to 6. And then there's lots of other options. You know, if I lived in the house that is facing the two sides of the lot, I would put up a video camera, not even use it, just with a blinking light and a big sign saying this video is given to the police every day. And if I see you on video, I'm going to make sure and get your driver's license, your car license, and I'm going to encourage the police to press charges. That's what I would do. And the video wouldn't even really work. It'd just have a blinking LED light with a big sign. But, you know, and I'd step out there and point at it every time I saw somebody and say I'm calling the police.
Well, I'm sure Dennis would love to have your input when we talk about this.
Okay.
I know he at first said that it would be good for those three weekends to have an attendant and not make it the total responsibility of the police department, but that Craig and I did not go to see him together.
Okay, that's fine.
But that he had already mentioned this to Craig and another staff person, and they both told him no, that was unacceptable. So that is why he's going with an officer for both of the holidays.
Yeah, okay. Well,
and he said it was unacceptable, huh?
We own it, but...
Dennis didn't.
Okay,
somebody told him.
Okay, you and Craig can give the feedback from the resident. I'm not going to continue the meeting for this, but it's I'm not dropping it. I'll talk with the chief and see where we're at, and I'll
just let you break off.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely owe an answer back to the residents on what we're doing and not doing.
And the pickup truck sticking out in the road at the cottages that Ann runs, I mean, that's been addressed before and it was taken care of. Now they're sticking back out in the road again. So
yeah, sure. Yeah, you just got to give them tickets.
Yeah. They need a ticket.
We can give those tickets, right? We say small cars in our parking lot. Yeah, so let's just start giving people tickets.
They need to. Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to be like Ferguson, make the budget with tickets, but people are not doing the right thing. We should give tickets to. That's all I got, sir.
Thank you. Okay. Steve?
I'm done.
You're done. Okay. I guess everybody got the note in their package or in the box about the stormwater runoff, so we'll check on that when they're installed.
Yes.
Okay?
Cool.
All right. Thanks.
Make a motion to close.
There's a motion that we adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned.
Very good, sir. 25 minutes, that's pretty sweet. Yeah. Of course, we were together for 4 hours today.
Yeah.
Hey, so...